The Roman Empire split in two fundamentally because it's too large to be run from one political centre. You've got to really think about how big the Roman Empire is. So it runs at its longest diagonal from Hadrian's Wall to the Euphrates, many thousands of miles, and it runs on the other diagonal from the mouth of the Rhine to the Atlas Mountains of North Africa. Not quite such a long diagonal, but it's still huge. And if you look at a map of the Roman Empire, you can see how vast it is. It is quite straightforwardly the largest state structure that Western Eurasia has ever seen. It's much bigger than Charlemagne's empire, it's much bigger than the Holy Roman Empire, it's much bigger than the sort of Habsburg Empire that succeeds the Holy Roman Empire. It is truly vast. But then it's even bigger than it looks, in fact, because what you also have to factor in is how slow most things move. Yes, they do have the cursus publicus, and you can send messages by changes of horse for 150 or 200 miles a day. But most things, including your armies, including supplies for your armies, including most official visitors on business, they're moving at the speed of ox or horse and cart. So maybe 40 kilometers a day, and that's it, 40 to 50. And that's a long day of hard traveling. And if you factor in how slow things move, and think about the real measure of distance, which is how long it takes a human being to get from one place to another, then you realize that actually the Roman Empire is about 10 times as big as it appears to be from a map, 10 times as big in human terms. So it's the equivalent now of a state that, say, covers not only Europe, but China too. It is absolutely colossal. And the problems of government within this system are extreme. They were already experimenting in different ways with division of authority in the 2nd century. In the 3rd century, it becomes acute, and in the 4th century, it becomes regular, that imperial power is divided. I think there are two drivers behind that division. One is very obvious, and that is frontier security. One is against Persia, where you've got an equivalent superpower to itself, in the east, and the other is its European frontiers. Sometimes the Danube is worse, sometimes the Rhine is worse, but the thing is that Persia is a hell of a long way from Europe, and if you've got chronic trouble on the Persian frontier, as you do from the 3rd century onwards, as the Persian state reorganizes itself under the new Sasanian dynasty, then if you're going to place an emperor close enough to be dealing with that set of problems, he is far too far away to have any kind of control on what's going on the European frontiers. So military security is a definite driver towards having an emperor somewhere in Europe and an emperor somewhere closer to Persia.